Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me, baby, when you're near me.
Desalinating.
Are we on the air?
Oh, my God. Yes, we are.
Oh, we're on the air. Hey, Inner Side Valentine. I'm in a very romantic mood tonight, you know.
I want
all you girls to call in. Any girl who calls in tonight will get a prize. All right?
Yeah.
Now, I bet you not one girl will call in. You're going to get a prize. It's a prize surprise. So you're not going to know what it is. But any girl who calls in tonight will get a prize, okay? On Valentine night on Inner Sight. And brought to you by Dr. David Gardner, dentist. People are knocking their teeth out just to go to Gardner. Would you believe it?
I know.
Dr. Gardner, great dentist, surgeon. And, you know, he's so humble, he's so cool. He's a great surgeon, but he'll even do a cleaning. How do you like that?
He's also a humanitarian.
Not too many surgeons do cleaning, yeah. 516-484-6394 for the appointment. NorthshoreRID.com. And tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. Hey, how's your cat, your dog? You know, cats love cornucopia. It's organic. And you don't have to buy another food to feed your dog. You can use the same food. You don't believe me? Ask any cat.
Meow.
They'll tell you. All right, Inner Sight.
You love
and cornucopia. Me. Now, here's the number, 631. Get that cornucopia. You know, you better get it, because if you don't get it, we're going off the air.
Definitely.
All right, 631-427-7479. Feed your animal cornucopia. Also brought to you by Able News, and we may have some personal.
That's a negative.
Oh, you can't do it.
No, because it's not
on
the website.
Oh, I'm very disappointed. They don't have it on
the
website.
So my.
All right, you know, we'll have to do it another night.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I could see this online edition PDF format requires. Okay,
AbleNews.com.
Okay.
All right, don't just
see
if you can do
what
it.
What I could do? Yeah, let me see.
Quietly.
Yeah.
All right. AbleNews.com. Inner Sight also brought to you by the Cause for Corey. We'll never forget that, no matter what show we do.
Yes,
that
I got to give you that number.
We'll be there all the time. Corey Foster.
Hold on, I'm going to give you the number.
16 years old, killed in the Lincoln Watt School, April 18th,
last
year.
Well, we're inching up. It's 2341.
2341. I wish it were 23,041.
41. Yeah, that's what I think. Or 23,410 would be even better.
Yeah, go to change.org. Browse and sign.
I've exhausted all my fans. They all have it.
Yeah. Help us pass that new law. Protect the child in the school. And speaking of children, Akitas love children. You want a good dog to watch over your child, to be cool with your child? You want an Akita. They are known for helping and watching children. My mountain, my first Akita, saved a child's life on the subway. So, adopt an Akita.
Wow.
609 is the number. 609-388-7004. And tell Joanne Diamond you want to adopt an Akita, the greatest dog in the world. Inner Sight and Valentine. Hey, let's see. How many disabled girlfriends have I had? Let's see if I can count them. There was I'll name them. I don't care. Let's see. There was Julie, Fern, Kathy. I'm not gonna name my wife though. She may be listening. For all I know. But my first disabled girlfriend is the first and only blind chick I ever went out with. This chick Julie, man, she was cool. You know, I would have married her. But she didn't like me that much at the time. I was very romantic. Her mother was crazy about me. She had a big dog, a big shepherd named Timogen. It was just a pet dog, and I had my shepherd, Edie, at the time, and I used to go see her. They had a house in Locust Valley in Jamaica, in Nassau County.
Oh.
And we used to hang out, and I took her up to Woodstock. I had a house. I was renting a house in Woodstock. And we had a hot time, man. We were cool, Julie and I. She was pretty, man. She was part Cherokee Indian. She was my first. Yeah. She was my first disabled girlfriend, first blind girlfriend. The only blind woman I ever went out with. And a few years ago, more than a few years ago, she contacted me. She was living in Oklahoma. She had a bunch of kids. And she called me up, and she wanted to get back with me after all those years. You believe
it? With a bunch of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Now you're like that. After all those years, now she said, oh, I should have stayed with you. I would have been better off. She was with some guy who wasn't treating her right.
Oh, my God.
So you see, when you ditch Perino, you get trouble, my darling.
Right.
All you girls out there, hey, you want to win a prize? Area code 213-816-1650. Any girl who calls up tonight gets a prize. Anybody who even wants to try to sound like a girl.
Hello.
Stop. It's not going to work.
No.
All right.
Unless somebody's... No, I'm not going to mention it.
Getting physical. Right. Who was my other disabled girl? I gotta tell you about my ex-wife. This is so funny. I'm not gonna mention her name because she may be listening for all I know. And she recently contacted me, wanted me to pay for a divorce. After all these years, we've been separated for like 25 years. We're still legally married, as far as I know.
I found the personals pages.
Oh, good. Okay, hold on to that. Now,
I will.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that later. All right, now.
Yes, we will. What do these things mean, anyway?
My ex-wife wanted a divorce, and I'm trying to find a lawyer in the court who would do it for nothing, because I can't afford that kind of money, you know? And I couldn't do that, but here's the story. She was extremely, and I mean extremely, jealous to the point where she became violent. I won't go into that, but there was this disabled girl in Woodstock, a real cool chick. She was developmental disabled, and she would always giggle. Linda would always giggle, you know, And one time, I was friends with her. We were friends, you know. I loved that kid, you know. She was cool. Younger than me. And so we were friends. But my wife, my ex-wife, did not believe that. So she comes upon us on the street. I'm waiting for a bus to go to the city or something, go to work. And here's Linda giggling and smiling, and, you know, and she was always doing it. And my wife comes up to me and says, oh, why, you know, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Why is she giggling? Why is she always want to talk to you and be close to you? I said, well, you know, the girl is developmental disabled. She does that with everyone. Oh, no, that's a lie. That's not true. I don't believe it. You know, and she went into that witch-type voice. You know, that witchy voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she never believed that Linda wasn't in love with me. And you know something? Linda may have been in love with me. I don't know. I loved her as a sister, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was my crazy wife. Forget about her. Then, Then I met, who did I meet then? Oh, I forget the sequence. But then there was Kathy, Mary's mother. She was disabled, and of course we had Mary together, and we had we had We had Mountain, and Mountain was my Akita, and we had to fight to get Mountain into the hospital with Lamaze because Kathy picked Mountain as her focal point, for those of you who are familiar with Lamaze. And they wouldn't let Mountain in the hospital. And he took the classes with us and was right there, really cool, you know. That was cool. The Big Bear Akita, you know. That reminds me of Big East AkitaRescue.net.
Yeah, exactly.
Check that out.
Was it Mountain your first Akita?
Mountain was my first Akita, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Mary was born, and Mountain helped to bring her into the world, and the big headline in the Star magazine was, Dog Delivers Baby. And it was all over ABC and NBC and all the networks. And we had a big news conference in the lobby, and I'll tell you that one of the funniest thing was we were going back to Lenox Hill to get Mary checked.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, we were in the car in the back. I forget who was driving that car. But we were on the way to the hospital. You know, I forget if she was born yet or Kathy was going to give birth. I think it was she was going to give birth. And the guy who was driving got very nervous. And he started speeding. All of a sudden, the cops come up behind us. You know, and they stop this guy, and they look in the back, you know, as cops will. They check the car. Oh, that's the baby. She's going to have the baby from the Daily News. Come on, Joe. We got to get him to the hospital. It's a true story. And we follow this cop car over the bridge, and all the reporters are there at Lenox Hill, of course. It was really phenomenal, I tell you, man. It was so crazy. I'll never forget it.
I bet you Mary will never forget that.
Mary what?
Mary will never forget that.
Oh, she'll never forget. Well, she wasn't there, but, you know.
No, but she'll never forget that.
She'll never
forget
that.
It was a special moment.
To this day.
Bringing her into the world.
Yeah. To this day, my daughter's embarrassed when I remind her of that headline, Dog Delivers Baby. Anyway, that was Kathy. Then I met who did I meet? Fern. And I had my one and only son with Fern, David. Now Fern was disabled. She was mentally disabled. You know, she had a lot of problems. A lot of depression.
Mm.
And I must apologize for some of the things that I'm not going to go into detail, but some of the things that I did to Fern, I apologize to the family. I apologize. Fern is no longer with us, by the way. She passed away. So is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kathy passed away too. And but Fern was a beautiful, beautiful person, and we had our squabbles, and we had this baby together, David, my son, who lived down in Washington. So that was fun. Let's see, how many disabled girlfriends is that? 1, 2, 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 disabled girlfriends. Valentine's Day, inner sight. Who did I leave out? Oh, I left Lynn out. Lynn was.
You ain't got put Lynn in there.
Lynn was. I don't. Yeah, she was disabled too. She had mental problems. But she was a hot-looking blonde chick. And I'll never forget. My niece said to me, "Where did you find Miss America?" She looked like Miss America. She was really hot looking, you know. I normally I don't like blondes, but Lynn was cool. We were together for 12 years. I went down to North Carolina to help this blind woman get a dog at the time, and I met Lynn.
And you forgot your current girlfriend.
Yeah, I'll have to get to her. I went to down in Carolina, met Lynn. And we left together from the house, and we were together for 12 years. So one day she just got tired of me and left.
Hmm.
Inner sight of my current girlfriend, Lila. Lila's the coolest, man. She sticks with me through everything. She has autism.
Sure.
So that's disabled girlfriend number 5.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Inner sight around the world. And any girls call in, they get a prize. Area code 213-816-1650. And
we have two callers.
We have two callers. All right. Well, I hope one of them is a girl.
No.
All right. You're on the air with Inner Sight. We'll take a phone call.
Big Joe.
No, I am not a female.
Well, we know
I didn't say that. I said Big Joe.
But I know Frank was saying if someone sounds like a woman, and I get that all the time on the phone, that's why I said I'm not a female.
Well, I know that.
You left one out.
Huh?
At least one that I know about.
Who's that? Who did I leave out?
It begins with an S.
An S? I don't know. Who begins with an S?
Sherry.
Sherry?
You said she was your girlfriend for
a while. Oh, no, Sherry was never really my girlfriend, no. We're just good friends.
You said she was when she came in and picked the
phone. I left Janet out, but I don't think Janet wasn't disabled. But, you know, I'm just talking about disabled.
You put able and disabled.
You're knocking these women off. They go out with you and then they die.
No.
A couple of them did. Well, actually, three of them did. Let's see. Fern, Kathy, Janet. They're all deceased.
There's a trend here.
I don't know about Lynn. I haven't talked
to her
in years.
There's a trend here. You notice,
watch out,
though?
What's that guy's name who killed all his...
Kevorkian.
No, what was the guy? The guy who killed all his wives or his...
Kevorkian was the one who just, you know who he was. Everybody knows who he was.
There was a movie. Another movie, but I forget what the name of it was. I didn't do it. I am innocent.
Did you purchase all of Louie's love drops?
Who, me?
Our next caller can talk about love drops.
Is that
I got them all.
Is that
I got
the prize
all
you're giving away to these ladies to put on the cornucopia?
No.
My funny Valentine. All of Louie's love drops have trickled down to me.
Oh, no. We're going to have that kind of night.
You ever see that movie with Groucho Marx where he makes love to this wealthy, wealthy woman, this tut-tut woman? Oh, I love you. How I love you, my darling. You and me, tonight, under the moonlight. You wear a necktie, so I'll know you.
I've got to tell you, though, Frank, tonight there's an interesting movie that I just saw on antenna, on the antenna network, on the antenna TV.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah.
The portion that I was just watching reminded me exactly of Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah?
The movie is called Butterflies Are Free.
Oh, yeah, I know that movie.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is the point where the guy, the gal comes over to the guy's house. She's just getting used to being around him. And... Yeah. She asks him why he puts the ashes on the table, if it's good for the wood. And he said, oh, you must have moved the ashtray. So she says, why can't you see it? And he says, no, I'm blind. And she doesn't want to believe it. And all of a sudden she gets all twisted and bent out of shape. And he says, why are you bent out of shape? I've been blind since birth. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, really.
And, he's telling her how he does all these things, and she says, well, have you read this? And she gets all twisted. She says, oh, I can't believe I asked a blind guy if he read this or read that. He says, don't worry, just ask me if I felt the book lately. And they're talking about all these different things, and she says, well, how do you get around? Don't you bump into things? He says, no, I have my cane. She says, why don't you have a dog? I don't want to bring your attention to myself. I want to do it by myself. I go out the door. I walk make a right turn. I walk 44 steps. I'm at the laundromat. She said, where's
there
a laundromat around here? I never saw one. He says, I'll take you there.
There you go.
You know, and this whole relationship begins over this guy being a normal human being, proving that he's just an average person, a normal human
being.
An
average guy, yeah.
Yeah, and this gal is so afraid of everything that she's putting herself down.
She's actually paralyzing herself.
Yeah, he says, you say, why do you treat yourself so lousy? So she says, well, I'm not good at anything. He says, that's demoralizing yourself. You're good at everything.
Yeah.
You know? And this movie represents freaking inner sight.
Oh,
he learned how to do things, but he can't read it.
He says he could get around by himself. I don't know where. I think he's in San Francisco or something like that. But he says he gets around by himself with his cane. That's how he travels.
Well, there's a lot of traffic in San Francisco. You know, they started putting up.
I've been there. It's not
lights,
easy.
But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know when this film was made, but he makes it sound like he has absolutely no problem getting around on his own.
Well, it's Hollywood too. You know, they don't go into all the other advocate stuff.
But I wonder if there was a real blind actor who did that.
I don't know. I don't know who the actor was, but he certainly appeared blind in the show. You could tell by his movements and the way he walked.
I don't know who played it, but it was on Broadway too, I believe.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But you could, if you watch the way he moved and the way he...
What was the name of it again?
Butterflies Are Free.
Oh, Butterflies Are Free.
Don't ask me about the title, why they gave it a title like that, but...
Two people, butterflies.
It revolves around this song that he writes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guitar player. And
I would probably find it
a very dull movie.
You want
to be a musician.
You're not a romantic.
Oh, yeah, but when it comes to the disabled, you know, it's got to be a whole different movie for me.
I was just watching this because the theory behind it seemed to prove what we say at inner sight all the time.
All right, we got another phone call.
And we have... Oh, wait, he dropped off.
All right.
Should I give him a call?
No. Let him call back if he's going to call. Here we go, 213-816-1650. And any girls who are calling tonight, get a prize. But you got to call in while we're on the air. You know? So check it out. And our Valentine special show. And we got a couple of celebrities with us tonight.
Hold down.
Hey, and we got who we got? Oh, Dino is here. Oh, how cool.
Dino.
We got Dino. Dean Martin, and he's not drunk yet.
Sure?
He's
not drunk yet.
Not yet.
I wonder how he would say Happy Valentine. Oh, go ahead.
Well, ask him.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Hey, that's pretty good. And hey, Dino, what'd they do? Boy, they even dressed you up. Pulled you right out of that grave and dressed you up, huh? Well, I'm going to go to the couch now. Uh-oh, there he goes to the couch. That's where he hides the bottles.
He was from Michigan.
All right.
He could have looked the same.
Inner sight around the world on Valentine night, and I hope you're having a good Valentine. You know, I hope you got what you want. I got my girlfriend a present. A whole kit of Parada. I got a Parada. I got that name right? Parada. Comes with a makeup kit and the lotion and the cologne.
I was told mine is on the way. It did not arrive in time. He has to see where the freight ship is.
Oh, yours is on the way. You mean
mine's on the way. Probably from China. I don't know.
Oh, did you say where to get it from? Japan?
in some
exactly
some freight yard gathering dust.
It's in no seriously in some freight thing. Containers.
He's gone to a selection of watering holes, and he's getting some things delivered.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you don't know what it is.
No. Surprise.
Oh, are you excited about it?
I guess.
I don't ever get gifts
like that. I usually get tokens of love all the time. So getting a gift is something special. What?
Yeah.
I thought those were Subway tokens.
Well, those are years ago.
I hope
we all know about them. That's the sad part.
I hope it's not the old classic, you know, the big box with full of paper and smaller box.
Until there's nothing.
Nothing in it. Who made that up anyway? I wonder who.
I don't know. Some person. To get back at their wife or loved one.
Pretty cool.
I think it is. And then get the real gift from behind your back and go, here. That's what I do.
Yeah, right. But guess what?
We can't call those. I found the personals page. But guess what? They all have codes.
Oh, so, codes, huh?
So they're coded. Hmm. So A367 is a white male 60. Okay.
Well, I don't want to. Wait a minute.
I'm just telling people as we go along. You want the female? Here's one. Hmm. White, divorced, female, 56.
Yeah.
MS,
56.
Attractive, fun, loving. Seeks male for friendship and relationship. Nassau, Suffolk, Burroughs. Okay.
No
and
phone
she's
number?
A336.
No, what you have to do is contact the paper and give them that code.
Yeah.
And they connect.
And they have her call
that's
you.
Oh, no good. We can't call her up. Her name is
not
in the paper.
Hey, they protect their privacy.
No name. No name.
It's so stupid. Oh, no name either.
Oh,
no
well,
name.
No
just
fun.
You just know that like this. Here's another one. Woman in Manhattan. So you don't know her description. Woman in Manhattan looking for a physical therapist to work with from home and gym. I could work with your schedule in the personal section.
What does she look like?
The woman?
Yeah. They don't tell you what they look like.
Say. But there's another one here. Single, white. Oh, that's a male. Hold on. I got to go for the other woman. Okay. 45 years old, young, para, looking to make female friends. Okay, that's a man.
Wow.
Hold on.
Para.
Probably.
Para.
Paraplegic.
Is that a girl or a guy?
Well, it said this, 45 years old, paraplegic, meaning para, looking.
Oh, paraplegic, okay.
Yeah, they said para, P-A-R-A, but it stands for paraplegic, looking to make female friends. So it's a guy.
Obviously. Could be.
Yeah, or maybe not.
Could be a girl, too.
Could be
but
a girl,
But they don't
too.
Tell you what they look like.
No, 60-year-old widow seeking man who drives and enjoys an easy lifestyle for friendship. How sweet.
But there's no pictures of these people?
No.
No, Frank, it's like the classifieds are just little reader ads.
Yeah.
No way to call them up.
The years ago classifieds that had on the bottom, they had the little codes. A's for Asian, B's for black, C's for Christian, D's for divorce, F is for female, G's for gay, H for Hispanic, J's for Jewish, M is for male.
They sound so dull. I mean, you know.
Wait. N/ D is for non-drinker, N/S is for non-smoker, P is for professional, S is for single, and W is for white.
Well, you
so
know,
we
you
have
know
the
what
alphabet
letter,
now.
You know what letter I would use if I had my ad in there?
What would you use?
Now watch it now, Perino.
Yeah.
H.
That would be Hispanic.
Hot.
No, but that stands for Hispanic. Are you part of Hispanic?
No. H would be hot. Not
but
Hispanic.
They won't. They have a little legend.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to write my ad.
You're going to write your
ad? I'm
going to
write my
ad
for this personal thing. And I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna go. All right, in sight around the world. Area code 213-816-1650. And
let me see if Love Drops is back.
Oh, we gotta take a break. Any girls who call tonight get a prize. All right. So come on, girls.
Love Drops is back. So after the advertisement, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Dr. David Gardner, the dentist, RID, NorthShoreRID.com. You can see his work, his credentials, and I'll be going into his office in another couple of weeks. And I'm looking forward, you know, I'm actually looking forward to going there. That's the kind of guy David is, you know.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
they're going to love my new dog over there. Big dog lovers over there, by the way. So, you want great teeth, you want to be healthy, you want to have a great smile. He's got organic products over there if you need anything. And here's the number, 516-484-6394. Give it to you again in a minute. But Dr. Gardner is the dentist that teaches people how to do dentistry. So he's the best. You know, he's top in his field, and when he examined my teeth, I got to tell you, you hardly know that he's touching you. That's the kind of touch he has, the kind of feeling that the man has, and a great, great dentist who does it all, from the cleaning to the surgery to the implant. 516. Area code 484-6394. Tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. And hey, how's your dog? How's your cat? I hope they're good. And I hope your dog lives over 20 years. That's what Doc says. The dog should live 20 years. And that's what this cornucopia is designed. One of the things it's designed to do. So, Cornucopia Express, www.cornucopiaexpress.com, and you get that phyto food and a superfood, and you sprinkle it, the powder, teaspoon of each. I do it to my dog every night, and she loves it. And you got all the vitamins in there, minerals, antioxidants. You could even put it on your own food. That's how good it is. Area code 631-427-7479. Check out Cornucopia Express. If you tell them you heard it here on Inner Sight, you'll get a free consultation with the Dr. Jeffrey Broderick, 40 years of a veterinarian and holistic. Again, that number 631-427-7479. Go to cornucopiaexpress.com. And we're brought to you by Able News. That's ablenews.com, and here's a word from Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 21 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled community is important. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages. Okay. a classified section to buy and sell items and various informative ads to, by different vendors. Visit www.ablenews.com and sign up for a subscription today. Back to you, Frank. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
All right. Sign up for Able News, ablenews.com. Get that subscription. And get your ad in the personals if that's what you need, that's what you want.
Yeah.
If you have trouble wording it, call me up. I'll help you with it.
Yeah, they both do damages.
Area code 631-224-3090, Inner Sight.
All this talking about being hot and everything, it's making me tongue-fried. Well, you know.
You ain't heard nothing yet. Oh, shut up, Fred. And look here. Who put him
on? And we
got to
get Love Drops in, too.
Don't forget, on a more serious note, the cause for Corey. Please,
yes.
don't forget that. You know, that's so important. Sheila and Andre and the beautiful children that I had the honor of knowing and being with, and I will never forget that day, that news conference, you know. And they deserve better. They deserve justice for their child. They deserve the new law. That law should be named after Corey Foster. Go to change.org, browse and sign, and give us your support. Help us get those names. You know, no matter how long it takes. No matter how long it takes. Yeah, we're going to get justice for Corey, and we're going to get that law passed. So change.org, browse and sign. Hey, how about that Akita, huh? That Akita dog is cool, man. My dog's been negotiating all kinds of obstacles in this town lately. And she'd be doing pretty damn good, I gotta tell you.
I could have used it today.
Yeah. Great Akita. And Big Bear Akita Rescue. What is it? East?
Big East Akita.
Big East Akita.
Big East Akita Rescue. That's it.
Yes.
Oh, Big East Akita Rescue .net. Bear or
yeah.
BigEastAkitaRescue.net. Here's the phone number, 388-7004. Adopt an Akita, the greatest dog in the world, endorsed by Helen Keller. So if you're looking for a service dog, take that endorsement and run with it. Use it, because you can't get a better dog than the right Akita to do the job. All right, Inner Sight, and, the ad now. Oh, okay, here's my ad.
I don't
Ready?
Think you should give, people should listen to that, Frank. You already killed off three women.
Well, we're not going to put that in the ad. Now, get this. Get this. Are you ready? Now, write this down. Hot guy looking for young chick. All right. A hot guy, very, very cool dresser. Very young looking. Very romantic. Very friendly. In great shape. Great shape. 100 push-ups a day, 100 sit-ups, run. Every day running. And let's see, what else? Looking for a hot young chick. If you're over 25, please don't apply. Looking for a hot young chick for friendship, romance, and maybe more. Okay, maybe more.
You could be arrested for that.
Does not want to get married. Arrested for what? Looking for a hot chick.
Well, as long as they're 18, that doesn't matter.
But he's not. He's not stating they must be 18 or older. He wants them younger than 25.
Yeah, between 18 and 25. Put
That's
that in.
What he
my
wants.
Lawyer talking over there. Big Joe's my lawyer. Put that down, too.
And with all that he's doing, he don't have time to talk to you.
No, but then you're impersonating a lawyer, too. That's really
no,
bad,
No, he's
too.
My advocate, in case I need him.
He's the advocate, yes, yes.
Yeah.
He'll talk anybody
down. Yeah, but
with
down. All the things he claims he's doing, he wouldn't have time to be with the girl anyway, so.
Well, you know, let's see what kind of response I get.
Want to know what mine would be?
All right. Angela sees that ad, she's going to quit.
No, she'll laugh her pants off.
She'll take your head out of the paper.
All right, happy Valentine. Inside around the world. Area code 213-816-1650. Where is my love drop, Louie?
He's right here waiting.
Put him in. Love
okay.
drop, Louie.
Hello, hi, guys.
Hey,
happy
Louis.
Valentine's Day.
Happy
yeah.
Valentine.
Happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, guys. How you
Are
doing?
Are you at your girlfriend's house?
They turn me on.
They turn
you
on?
You on.
Wait a
those
minute.
Ladies are those ladies turning me on.
Turn you on, huh?
Yeah.
Which one?
Blonde, brunettes, redheads, you name them
all.
Got
all of them.
Now, Louie, how many girls have you killed in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
He's a girl killer.
Yeah, I know them all. Blonde, brunettes, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Italian
Puerto
ladies.
Likes everything.
She's had a lot of girlfriends, right, Louie?
Yeah, they turn people on in the mouth water.
No,
kissy,
but have
kissy.
You had a lot
now,
of girlfriends?
Watch your language now. Wait a minute.
No, no language, no.
Have you had a lot of girlfriends, Louie?
Yeah, many a times.
How many of them are disabled?
Puerto Rican girls and Cuban girls and Italian girls with
so
lipstick and lipsticks. Don't forget lipstick.
Lipstick
on
your
lips.
Remember that song?
Yeah, lipstick on Louis Rivera, tall tail on you. Lipstick on Louis' collar, tall brain on you. Bet you dollar your love drop.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Bet your lipstick dollar, tall tail on you. All love drops on your collar, tall lips on you.
Boy, when they hear that voice, they can't resist you.
Yeah,
Louie,
I know. I made it up.
Louie, how many of your girlfriends were disabled?
What's that? What's that mean?
Well, they...
How many of your
they,
girlfriends
see, one on a wheelchair,
disabled?
Blind, whatever. How many had a disability?
Something like that. Like a disabled,
oh.
something... Yeah.
All of them were
like,
disabled.
Yeah,
blonde,
brunette.
Blonde, brunette. Well, you like blonde, brunettes, and redheads? Which one do you like better?
Either one, don't matter.
You don't care.
Oh, you just love girls in general.
As long as they're wearing a dress, he likes them.
That's it. I think that's what it is.
Hey, Lou, what'd you get for Valentine's Day? Anything?
I gave my mom and dad a hug, got me a Valentine's Day card. He gave me a small box with candy in it with a heart on it.
Nice.
Oh, that was
nice.
At least you got something in the box.
I know love. Hey, guys, I know those love songs from my time. I know the love songs.
Yeah, what's your favorite love song?
I see me, I'm riding in the middle of a good dream. Once I wake up.
Like
knocking at my brain. Before I go and say, I hold my pillow to my head. It's bringing and my bed, seeing out the word I dread. I think I love you.
Who wrote that song?
The Partridge Family. That's a debut hit, number one hit.
Yeah.
They wrote it, huh? Hey, what's the biggest Latin love song ever written? You got any idea? Latin.
Before I get to that, let me name another one. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
That's a good one.
Loving you, heaven, I touch. Love, and I hold you so much. I thank God I'm alive. Your love is all that survived. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Yeah.
Right from Love Drops Louie.
So well, how about the Latin one?
Besame. Besame mucho.
There you go.
Bring me a kiss.
Frank, don't we know a team that did that very nicely?
Yeah. Yeah, Louie was part of that.
Yeah,
Besame
mucho means kiss me more.
Kiss me more, yeah.
Yeah, we did that on the album, remember?
Yep.
Oh, you're going back?
The young lady that sang that did a very good job.
Oh,
yeah.
The best, you know. I know that in the female ladies' kissy kissies part of Valentine's Day, right on the lips, and gave you a hug and kiss and lots of it.
Now, this is before my time.
Right on the
lips. I knew Frank and Joe. But
Love
see,
Drops Lips Louie.
Hey,
yeah, I got
Love Drops Love Drops Louie.
Love Drops Lips Louie.
Lips Louie. You want me to add lips?
That's the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
That's it.
Louie, how many bottles of Love Drops did you give away to the...
I gave about 5 or 6 or more than, maybe 10 more than that.
Well, let me ask you something.
Seriously, man?
Did you go to work today?
Yeah, sure I go to work.
Yeah, and let me ask you, did any girls try to kiss you at work?
I saw Buffy, I saw one of the staffs and supervisors, females, and everything. They got wearing the Valentine's Day shirts they wear on with Valentine's Day with a heart on their shirts.
Yeah,
I
cool,
got a
boy.
Are you wearing anything Valentine?
Huh?
Did they try to kiss you?
Oh no, I faked to the floor.
No kissing.
I got a very important question for you, Louie.
Okay, Joe Arion.
Did Buffy try to get hold of you and hide with you in a closet to kiss you at work?
Yeah. And Buffy Casalvo knows about Valentine's Day. He gave me a card every year with a Valentine's Day with a Hallmark on it.
You and Buffy got to come on Inner Sight together.
That's right.
Buffy Casalvo. Who's Buffy Casalvo?
You know who she is.
You know
her pretty well.
You better watch out for Buffy. She's fresh. Buffy's going to go cracking up a funny bone. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's all right. We'll give her some cornucopia and she'll be all right.
Well, he's got to bring the love drops and we'll exchange them with the can of cornucopia.
Yeah, bring those love drops, you know, and we'll pass them around the studio.
The mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Oh, we pass them around the studio. Forget about it. We can't do our job.
And then we'll do the show. Then we'll have mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
That's what I thought I said.
That's what you said, Lou.
Yeah, hey. I know that. I got a good mouth to mouth resuscitation.
Yeah.
They turned me
on.
Have
you saved anybody's life?
I went I was in bed in my dreams with that chick. Keeps smooching and smooching, smooching, smooching.
All right.
The show is a dream.
We got to keep this, you know, at the mature level.
And a happy Valentine to you.
Hey, guys, Frank, and Suzanne and Joe, I wish all Inner Sight viewers a happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thanks,
Louie. Thanks to you, Louie.
You're pretty cool.
I love you. I love you guys.
We love you also.
Yeah, we love you too, Louie.
Okay, all right. See you, Joanne.
All right, take care. You're going to be able
Bye-bye.
To listen to the show. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll see you later, Lou. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, area code 213-816-1650. And so far, we haven't had one girl call in. I guess they don't want a prize.
No, you know what it is. They're just scared of you.
The show today, Frank?
You said that you killed off two women, and I mean, they're scared of you. Three, I forgot.
I didn't actually physically kill them. I mean,
no.
No.
They just couldn't take it.
They couldn't take it.
Now, Fred, you said we had a couple of guests visiting tonight. Anyone else in the studio tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, in the studio. Are you
waiting in the green room? Can you check?
I'll have to check into that. But let me remind people, we're on television, if you can take it, every Monday night, 5 o'clock, Channel 20, local here, Long Island, Wednesday morning, 11:30, and that's Channel 20, Manhattan
that
neighborhood.
That should be changing soon, right?
In April.
April, okay.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Channel 57. And Channel 3, that's the Spirit Channel, when you go on that Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So check it out, and the website is innersight.info. And if you need to reach us, it's 631-224-3090. And I want to thank all our friends, all our sponsors, who help us put this show together and bring it to you. All right? And let's see what... Oh, the email. innersight@pmpmail.com. So don't forget. I want to thank the Shelter Link and the Big East Akita Rescue. They donated my dog. I got to thank them.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey,
so, yeah.
I think someone is in the green room.
Oh, yeah? Oh, who we got in there?
I don't know. Someone's knocking on your door.
Oh. Someone's knocking on the door. Huh. What do you know? Well, I wonder who that can be. Oh, it's my friend Neil.
Oh, Neil.
Neil Diamond. Hey. What do you know about that? Give us a little. Okay. He doesn't have any. He's going to have to give us a little acapella, but... You know, we're not a rich station, so.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks.
I thought you were going to come around.
I can't begin knowing, but I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, became summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, holding hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, now hey, Neil Diamond came to visit.
Hey, clap, 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 clap.
What do you know about that?
Remember when he came to Sunrise Mall that one year? And everyone got all excited?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, people couldn't see it, but they thought it was him.
Yeah. It was like a magic trick.
Yes, it
was. That was pretty cool.
I have to tell the people out there, people kept coming up to us. I was helping run the event. People all kept coming up to us and said, where's Neil? Where's he singing from?
Yeah,
we don't see him anywhere.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tomorrow's
cool.
Friday. It's tomorrow Friday. Yeah.
All day.
Monday is President's Day.
Yes.
Is that a holiday?
Spoke
Monday?
Spoke about presidents.
Yes. That's really nothing
like
to be
that
thankful for.
Yeah. But Monday's a holiday, right?
For some, yes. For some, no.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's true.
It's
but usually, it is a holiday, usually.
That's wishy-washy. It is like the government. Some people get it as a holiday, some people don't.
Yeah, yeah.
some government
law. Well, actually, my husband this year switched off Veterans Day for Columbus Day or vice versa. I don't know. The union did it. And it was like, okay, how'd that happen? I'd rather have Veterans Day, you know?
All right, so we didn't have, we haven't had a girl call in yet. Area code 213-816-1650. Now, don't be afraid of me. You know?
Hey, the board is still us. That's all.
I only bark, but I don't bite.
He does
That's
bite.
The board is still up. So, if you want that prize and you're a girl. Call in. Archive doesn't
Take
count.
Take a chance.
We don't know who you are on Archive.
Surprise you.
All right. So 213, area code 816-1650. And tomorrow night show, don't forget tomorrow night, we'll be on 9 o'clock. We started a little later tonight because
yes.
It was Valentine and we had to give all these lovers extra time to get ready.
Yes.
But tomorrow
to
night
to
we'll be on
a lovely dinner appointment.
He's trying to kill off another woman.
Yeah. We'll be on our regular time tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So don't forget tomorrow night, Inner Sight, and what we have in store for you, you will never know unless you tune in.
Yes.
All right, I want to thank Suzanne Engineer and Big Joe for calling in. Love drops, Louie.
Yeah.
And his usual rhetoric over there. And one of these nights we got to get Buffy on this show.
Yeah, we have to see what goes on there.
It'd be so cool to get her on with Louie.
With him. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That'd be Louie and Buffy.
And Buffy.
You think he'd give her a word in edgewise?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think Buffy would. She'd do all right. You know, she'd do okay.
Have you met Buffy?
I never met Buffy, no.
But he talks about her all the time, right?
No, I never met her. But
Lila has, right?
I'm looking forward
to
her.
Pretty good.
I'm looking forward to meeting Buffy.
I have a feeling we have a marriage in the future.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. But, hey, what'd you do with my ad for Abel? You still got it?
I sent it to Angela.
Oh, you sent it. You sent it via email?
No, I faxed it over. I had to be quick about it, you know.
Oh, well, if I get a call from Angela tomorrow, I'll know why.
Damn, you know what? It didn't fax over, went into the circular file.
Oh, that's got to be the coolest ad. You see, that's how to write an ad. These people don't know how to write these ads. That's why I don't get no phone calls.
No, Suzanne,
that's right. I would say, you know.
Suzanne, you emailed it and you faxed it just in case it didn't go through.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, man. Yeah, I did that.
And while you're at it, send it to Newsday, too.
Send it to Newsday, also.
And the Village Voice, too.
And the Village Voice.
Well, you'll know if it got in there, Frank, because the paper will be discontinued.
That's it. All
How
right,
many, any X-rated papers you'd like to be in, also?
Yeah, send it all over. Who cares?
Hey, we should always take a trip to Vegas and I could show them those papers that they hand out on the street.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, send it to the Chicken Ranch, too.
The Bunny Ranch?
The papers
the Bunny
in
Ranch.
Las Vegas does have pictures.
No.
Well, I heard this guy, this Playboy guy is over 90 years old. He must be doing something right. He just married a 26-year-old chick, so.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
Probably
in a sight around the world. And we thank you very much for being with us. Happy Valentine's. Stay cool out there. Be good. Do something good to somebody. And be safe. That's the main thing, you know, be safe. So this is our Valentine's show. We had a lot of fun. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. That's the Inner Sight time. So check us out. And thank you very much. Over 30,000 listeners in the archive. We appreciate
30,536. Thank you. And all signed for Corey.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Inner Sight around the world. And good night, everybody. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Joe. Good night, Frank. Good night, Love Drop.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.